for pork, to get pork.
Pig.
Now, when they get older, what would people usually call them? They call them, or do they always call them pigs? Would you just always call them, do you ever use another word?
Yeah, okay. A pig who has just, had baby pigs is called a sow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever use the word hog?
Yeah, okay, hog, yeah.
Well, now, is there any difference to you in hog and pig, or do you just use them interchangeably?
Well, I guess hog to me is a lot bigger, a lot bigger.
You know what people call a male hog?
No.
Have you ever heard boar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought that was a kind of a different, I thought that was a breed or something.
Oh, a boar. Yes, I think some people use that for
wild boars and
that. Okay, well, this wouldn't have to be necessarily to a pig. If you had a male animal and you didn't want it to grow up to be able to reproduce, what would you say? Well, let's say if it was a cat, what would you say what they have to do to it, a tomcat?
Neuter it. Or in a horse, you geld it.
Okay. How about, do you know what they would say with pigs?
No.
Or cows, not cows. Horse, yeah, you said geld. Okay.
Geld.
Okay. You know what they call the stiff hairs on a hog's back? Okay, it's the same thing as in a hair brush.
Oh, bristles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what they call the big teeth a hog has? Same thing as an elephant.
Yeah, tusk.
Okay. The thing that you put food in for a hog would be
trough.
Yeah. If you had more than one of them, you'd say you had more than one. No, I'm not saying that
troughs.
Right. You had several. Yeah,
troughs. Yeah.
You know it better than I do. I just let you do it by yourself. okay. This is this is a noise that a calf makes when it's. Like when it's hungry, you say that a calf is
moo.
Okay, like moo. Do you know the word ball?
Oh yeah, yeah. But I don't hear that very much. Really.
You don't hear that? Oh, but you have heard.
I have heard that. Yeah.
Okay, how would you say it?
Ball.
And you've heard the calf. Okay, and now a kind of a noise that a horse makes, like at feeding time, you say
whinny.
Okay. Now, if you had horses and mules and cows and all that, you'd say you had to go out and feed the
animals, the livestock.
Okay. If it were just things like hens and turkeys and geese, you'd say you're going to have to go out and feed the, a name that would include all of them.
Hens, turkeys.
Fowl.
Fowl, yeah.
Okay, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
A hen on a nest of eggs. I don't get what you're trying to get me to say.
Well, I know.
And what can
a setting hen?
Oh, okay. Yeah, setting hen.
You've heard that?
Yeah.
A thing that kind of a portable thing to carry chickens around in, or
chicken coop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, when you eat fried chicken, there's a piece that you can take and. You know, like after you finish.
Oh, wishbone.
Okay, is that what you call it? Wishbone. Have you ever heard it called anything else? Have you ever heard pulley bone?
No.
Never heard that at all.
No. What's it called?
Pulley bone. You never.
Heard wishbone.
Yeah, that's very common. Pulley bone. okay. Do you know what the sort of superstition?
Not really. I've just heard you're supposed to make a wish and.
Something
about
the
side.
The big piece or the small piece?
I really don't remember. I did that once or twice when I was little. I really don't remember which.
Weren't big on which. Okay, what do you call the inside parts of a...